Being afraid. Fear can sometimes be a very strong emotion. It's quite common to hear children say something like, "I'm not scared." But it isn't always true. Have a look at what it says in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 14, verses 22 to 33. One night, Jesus asked his friends to take the other side of the lake and wait for him there. But the wind started to blow hard and they were finding it very difficult to row. By 3 o'clock in the morning, they still hadn't arrived at the other side. It was night time, and they saw Jesus coming towards them, walking on the water. It was so unbelievable that their fear increased. First the storm, then Jesus walking on water. They thought they were seeing a ghost and started to scream. Jesus said to them, "Calm down. It's me. Don't be afraid." Peter wanted to be sure and said, "If it's really you, ask me to come to you, walking on the water." Peter was very courageous. "Come on then," Jesus replied. Peter climbed out of the boat and started to walk on the water towards Jesus. The wind was blowing very hard, and Peter watched the waves getting bigger and bigger. He started to get scared again and started to sink into the water, shouting, "Lord, save me!" Immediately, Jesus grabbed his hand, and together they got back into the boat. The others in the boat had seen everything and said to Jesus, "Jesus, you really are the Son of God." Just as they arrived at the other side of the lake, what a night it had been for Jesus' friends. They had been very scared, but Jesus did not abandon them. He had seen them and had come to help. You've probably been afraid at some time. Well, just remember that everyone gets scared. Fear is normal. Some people say that only the weak are afraid. But it's just not true. For example, we can be afraid when people make fun of us. Afraid of not being strong enough. Or afraid of being punished. You can be frightened by watching certain films. Or afraid of thieves. Or afraid of some kinds of animals. People arguing or fighting can also make us afraid. In the first part of the Bible, the Old Testament, a man called Jacob was asleep in the middle of the desert. And while he was sleeping, he saw angels going up and down what looked like a big ladder. He woke up and called the place Bethel, which means House of God. God was there. And Jacob heard these words, "Yes, I'll stay with you. I'll protect you wherever you go." In Genesis 28, verse 15, Jesus promised, "I'll be with you as you do this day, day after day, and after day, right up to the end of the age." Matthew 28, verse 20. The Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy to let him know that God has given us a spirit of power, love, and wisdom. Being afraid is normal. But remember, you can be more powerful than your fear with Jesus.